July 20th, 1921 Simile of Water and the Divine Will. Continuing in my usual state, I was feeling very much embittered, and I said to myself, "Your will alone is left to me. I have nothing else, everything has disappeared." And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, my will is all that must be left to you. It is symbolized by water. While water appears abundant in seas, rivers and wells, it seems as if there is no water on the rest of the earth. Yet, there is not one point of the earth which is not soaked with water. There are no buildings in which water has not been the primary element for their construction. There is no food in which water does not hold its primary place. Otherwise it would be dry food, which man could not even swallow. The strength that water contains is such and so great, that if it had free field to go out of the seashore, it would devastate and terrify the entire earth. My will is more than water. It is true that, in certain points, times and circumstances, it is as though concentrated within most extensive seas, rivers and wells. But there is no thing, from the greatest to the smallest, in which my will does not flow and hold its primary place, even though hidden, just as the water is hidden in the earth, and although not appearing, it is the one that makes plants vegetate and gives life to their roots. However, when my love will make arise the era of my will, the new era of maximum benefit for creatures, then will the seas and rivers of my volition overflow. And as their gigantic waves will rise, they will sweep everything into my will, but no longer hiddenly. Rather, its roaring waves will make themselves seen by everyone and will touch everyone. And those who will want to resist the current will run the risk of losing their lives. Now, since my will alone has been left to you, you are like water which holds the first place among all goods. And when my volition will flow out of its shores, your will, dissolved within mine, will have its primacy in all things, both in heaven and on earth. What more do you want?